My message is, it's the time to cry. Many years ago when I was pastoring in Malaysia, there was a cry that came from a mother.
Okay.
I heard a telephone call, said, Pastor Joseph. And she began to cry. And she told me her little daughter, 8 years old, just was drowned in the river. And she began to scream and loud. And what shall I say? The Lord began to tell me, tell her to cry more. This is what I'm saying. There are many situations that we go through life. There are many situations you go through life now. Some may be threatening situations. I know a father was telling, I do not know what to do. I heard my son was just got involved in drug addiction. And I told the dad, learn to cry to the Lord. God hears our cry. This morning God is telling, with your situation, with your problem, with your struggle, learn to cry. Turn to Psalms 34. I'm going to take only three verses. Psalms 34, verse 6, verse 18, and verse 22. Learn to cry. Learn to cry. There's a message that God is speaking. There are struggles that you're going through. Learn to cry. Verse 6 tells us, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his trouble. Learn to cry. God will hear your cries of your heart. You want your situation to be turned, a U-turn. This is a year of great U-turns. Learn to cry. In fact, in another verse, God collects our tears in a bottle and reminds us of His mercy to you. It's time to cry. I do not know this, but I know the Holy Spirit knows what you're going through. As a human being, I do not know what you're going through. I know my situation, but your situation, I cannot comprehend. I can say I can understand. But God, the Holy Spirit in you, knows. And this morning He's telling, learn to cry to the Lord. You have people who are not saved in your families, and you are bringing them to the Lord. You know, why not try tears? You have tried everything. Why not you cry to the Lord? They will come, because the Bible tells us God hears the cry. The poor man, the poor you, when you cry, God hears. This is the guarantee of His word. He never lies. Say with me, cry. Say with me, cry. Say with me, cry. Cry is the deepest emotion of desperation and helplessness, and only God can help. And this morning, the guarantee of God's word, God will hear your cry. The God is going to give you miracles. Those who are sick, those who are have problems, it is impossible physically. I want to tell you, learn to cry for a miracle. God will hear. This is a time for miracle. If you are in trouble, cry. She says, are you in trouble? The Holy Spirit asking me, are you in trouble? Learn to cry. That's the first principle. Second principle found. He said, learn to be broken before the Lord. Verse 18. The Lord is near. You want God to be? God is near to those who have a broken heart and save such that are contrite spirit. Learn to be broken. Learn to be helpless and say, Lord, I got nothing in my life. I'm just nothing. I depend on you. Lord, I'm broken. I can guarantee miracles will take place, spirit, soul, and body. A heart that is broken. The heart that has no resistance before God. A spirit that is contrite. You are ready to receive a miracle this morning. Learn to be broken. Don't resist. Don't use your logical thinking and begin to figure out. No, learn to allow the Holy Spirit to break through things that you cannot control or things that you cannot understand. Learn to be broken, and God will intervene this morning. Let's review. Learn to cry. Say with me, learn to cry. Number two, learn to be broken before God. Learn to be broken before God. Tell God, I have nothing to resist. I got nothing in between. Intervene divinely into my situation. Some of you are going to receive miracles while I'm preaching. The third principle is found in verse 22. The Lord is telling, now the Lord has said, you have cried, you have now been broken. Now learn to trust Him. The word trust. The Lord redeems the soul of His servant, and none of them that trust in Him shall be condemned. Learn to trust in Him. The best example I can give you is this. If you are in a burning building, if you are in the top floor and you're in the burning building, it is life-threatening. A fireman goes up with a ladder and says, you just jump and I will catch you. You just jump. I cannot come near you. But you just jump. I will catch you. Trust me.
This火的,
without any resistance, without any logic, you plunge into the hands of the fireman. You are in a burning building now. Jesus is like the fireman. Jesus in the top of the ladder. He said, you just jump and I will catch you. That's the trust that you want, not the trust on the head. You trust, you plunge your life into his hand. Many of us have learned the word trust, but never plunge our life. You know, there is a story about a man called William Tell. European story. He puts an apple on the head on his son, and he takes his bow and arrow, and he shoots at the apple, and he gets the target, and people clap and applause him.
One day,
and he told the crowd, do you think I can shoot that apple? How many of you can believe? How many of you can believe that I can shoot that arrow through that small apple on my son's head? The crowd roared. He said, oh, we know you can. And he took a sharp shot and he shot at the apple and everybody was clapping. Then he took a big apple and said, if I put it on my son's head, do you think I can shoot? And he asked, do you think he asked everybody? Everybody said, yes, yes. There was a young man over sitting down in front of him. You come. And I'll put that apple on your head. And he said, no, sir. You know, he has no faith. We can say we can trust. But when it comes to life, have you got that trust? That young man has no trust whether he can miss it, and so there's a benefit of the doubt. That is not the faith that God is calling this morning. That is not the trust. A trust that is a God will trust, God will intervene. God is going to do miracles. Say with me, trust. Trust. Plunging my entire life. Some of you, God is calling you and to do certain things, and certain things there are risk involved, but God said, learn to trust him. You want a miracle this morning? You want a healing this morning? You want a deliverance this morning? You want divine intervention this morning? Learn to cry. Learn to cry. Learn to cry. Learn to be broken. Learn to be broken and contrite. Learn to trust him. It's an action word. It's an action word. Let us illustrate. Let us learn something from illustration from the New Testament. Turn with me to Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. This is a story of blind Bartimaeus near the street of Jericho. You just follow along, but I want to narrate the story. When Jesus and his disciples were coming to Jericho, he was met by a man called Bartimaeus, son of Matthias, but sitting down at the road begging. Not only he was blind, but he was begging. You know, the most demeaning position to be is to be a beggar, and more tragic is to be blind. All shame, all dignity is taken. He's begging, and yet more so he's blind. He has a great need of healing and restoration. Then Jesus was coming by. When he heard that it was Jesus, when he heard that it was Jesus who can heal, when he heard that Jesus is the Son of David, the Messiah, he got up from the place. He got up from that road. And he began to cry. This is what he said. Son of David, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. All those who are around him said, shut up, keep quiet. Just don't make noise. Don't disturb Jesus. All the more he said, Son of David, Jesus, have mercy upon me. He cried out in spite of difficult situation. He cried out. And the Bible tells me Jesus stood still. Jesus said, and Jesus stood still. Can you put me down? Jesus heard and began to say, you can get the attention of Jesus when he has. And he said, and Jesus stood still. Verse 49, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And the people around say, oh, be of good cheer. Rise up, he's calling you. Jesus can stand still when you begin to cry. Because Jesus is the answer, he just threw himself. He threw away the garment, the biggest garment. And I don't know whether he got any, what is his collection box. He could throw away all the things that he was depending on. And arose and went to Jesus. And he stood before Jesus. And Jesus saw everything, his cry, his brokenness, and he saw his trust. And Jesus asked the question, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do for you? With a desperate brokenness, with a trust in Jesus, he said this, Rabboni, I want my sight back. And Jesus answered in verse 52, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Go your way. The way that you have cried out, the way you have been broken, the way you are not trusting me. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. We have this. He received the sight and followed Jesus all the way. It's time to cry. It's time to cry. You have needs, it's time to cry. You see, all human person here, everyone are created in the image and in the likeness of God. God made you and me in his image. And in the likeness, God put great value in you. Do you know God value you? You're not a number in a computer. You're not a number in the registry book with your identity card. You are a person with a soul and a spirit and a body, and God has great honor for you. And inbuilt with you, whether you notice or not, there's unlimited potential in you and me. Because of the fall, we do not know, because we are cut off from God, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we are ignorant and groping in the dark. Sin has brought destruction. All your situation in your body, spirit, soul, sickness, difficulties, is as a result of the fall of Adam. Sin is still destroying us. But the good news is, Jesus came and died for you and redeemed us back. He died, buried, rose again. He rose again, he resurrected, he went back to heaven. He paid your salvation. A buying back or redemption price is paid by Jesus on the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, glorification. He's in heaven and sending the Holy Spirit. You do not have to go anywhere. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I repent. I need you. And you ask him to come into your life and things will change. I want to make this statement again. All human beings, all human persons on earth are created in the image and in the likeness of God. And you are valued, and God put great value in you. You have great dignity. God values you. And God has also put unlimited potential in your life. And this will be activated when you repent of your sin and put faith in Jesus' redemption price and receive him as your personal Savior and Lord. I tell you, everything of God comes back, healing and deliverance. The Holy Spirit is asking you this morning, what is your situation? What are you struggling? He said, God, Jesus has paid everything for you. He has paid everything for you. Learn to cry. Learn to cry for salvation. Learn to cry. Learn to cry. Say, learn to cry, 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 learn to be broken before God, and learn to trust him. It's a time of miracle today. It's a time of miracle today. Receive your miracles. Get ready to receive your healing. Get ready to receive eternal life. Get ready to know the will of God, the goodness of God God has for you and for me. Learn to cry. Learn to cry. Learn to cry. The poor man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him. God will hear your cry this morning. God will hear your cry this morning. If you're feeling lonely, God will hear your cry. If you're struggling with some areas in your life, God will intervene. Learn to cry. If you're struggling in your family, cry unto God. This morning, God will hear your cry. This day, God is going to reset your life. It's going to be a reset 2017. I began this year with the first message in the research. It said, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember your Creator this morning. Remember your Creator, the one who created you. Come back to Him. You know, there are various needs here this morning. But the first one I want to talk to you about your spiritual need. You need to receive Jesus in your struggle. It's a spiritual problem. It's a spiritual cut off from God. And all you have to do, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I don't have connection with you. I'm made in an image of God, but I can't find you. I cannot touch you. And I acknowledge it is my sin that is cutting me off. I thank you for the good news. You took all my sin and all my infirmity and everything on the cross, and you died, and you're buried, and you rose and ascended back to God. You are the answer. Jesus, I repent. I cry to you. Come into my life. Come into my life. Be my Savior, be my Lord, be my God. I need your eternal life. I open the door of my life, and I receive your forgiveness, and I receive your eternal life. In Jesus' name, come into my life. That's all you have to do. Amen. How many of you want to make that prayer before I go further? You want to be 100% in God. Okay, I believe everyone is a Christian. The rest, I want you to cry. How many of you are looking for a miracle this morning? Just raise your hand. Learn to cry. Learn to cry. Learn to cry. How many of you are looking for a miracle in your intervention in your very life? In your family? In your marriage? In your home? In your children? In every situation you're struggling with? Everything that you're struggling with? This morning, God hears your cry. If you want to, I'm going to speak life. I'm going to speak resurrection life. I want you to receive things that you have never done before. Rise up, walk, rise up, do something that God will do. Because He says He hears the cry of the poor man. Raise your hand and cry out to God. Reach out to God in the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, we cry unto you. Lord, we cry unto you. Cry unto God. God, I cry out to you. Lord, I cry out to you. Oh, we cry out to you. 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 We cry out to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we cry out to you. We cry like Bartimaeus. We cry out to you. We cry out to you. We cry out to you in the name of Jesus. I speak resurrection life. I speak resurrection life. I speak resurrection life into your spirit, into your soul, into your mind, will, emotion, into your body, into your situation, into your circumstances, into every area of your life. I speak resurrection, resurrection life, resurrection life, resurrection life. I ask for nothing more than divine intervention and miracle, resurrection life, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, rise to your feet and give thanks to God. Rise to your feet and thank the Lord. Hallelujah, rise to your feet. Thank the Lord. Something is going to be broken. Oh, rabababa, rabriyaptaraba, makobrobriyaptaraba. Oh, rabababa, rabriyaptaraba. I speak resurrection life. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I speak resurrection life. Speak resurrection life. I activate the gift of healing and miracle. Resurrection life. Hallelujah. 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 Just praise the Lord. Oh, Rabba Baba Rabba Rabba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the word of the Lord just spoke to me. I don't know who is this. God has put a divine restraining order on the devil that is attacking you. There's a hedge of protection on you. Amen. You are going through rough time. God said, I put a hedge. I have put a restraining order over the devil. The devil can't cross the boundary. It could be in your life. It could be in your life. It could be in your situation. It could be even in your business, even in the family. God is telling things won't go crossover. Things will not go out of hand. There is a divine restraining order that will be put in your life, that the devil has only restricted movement. Things have been rough, but he said, I'm there, a divine protection over you. Because you have cried. Okay, your healing will start today. Some is instant, some is progression. But he said they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Recovering is taking place. Miracles are taking place. Miracle is taking place. Amen. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Rabba, Baba, Rabba, Rabba, Haraba, Goribi, Garaba, Labba. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Father, we thank you for what you are doing today. Thank you for the voice and the cry of the Holy Spirit that is coming upon us from heaven. We receive your miracle. We receive your goodness. We are so thankful that you are so near to us. Thank you, Lord. We are eternally your children. Now and for eternity, we thank you for your protection. Thank you for this blessing upon us. As in this day, first Sunday of February 2070, Lord, we know all doors that you have for us will be open. We thank you that this is the day you have made for us, no one else. This is the day the Lord has made. And Lord, we thank you for your Lord's blessing. An open door over our lives, over the years and over the years to come. We receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. Those who need prayer, we will be here. God bless you.